Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Are we ready?
I am ready.
Oh, for Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Oh, well, I guess I don't have a choice.
It's time for a great day.
Is there any more coffee?
I can't start the day without a big cup of coffee.
Coffee. Coffee solves everything.
Wait, what day is today?
What is it again?
Wednesday.
I think we've covered this, haven't we?
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
Okay, we can start.
Let's start now.
Okay.
All right, everybody have their coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's
kick
this off then.
Yes.
Mike and Carla, morning show waking you up. It is 6:03 along with our executive producer, Morty. Carla, it's Wednesday morning.
It is, and everybody's calling it hump day, and I hope everyone's that lucky. But listen to this. So the Golden Knights, well, had a little rough go last night.
Yeah. Oh, they played?
Yeah.
Last night? I didn't realize that.
No, they did not. But listen, maybe some new sticks would be in order. I was just literally reading this as we were going on. Apparently hockey teams aren't able to get new hockey sticks right now because of the coronavirus. Most of the sticks are made in China.
Wow.
And so many people are sick.
Yeah.
So they can't make their sticks.
So what are they
going to
do after a while? Just kick the puck around?
They're going to have to kick it around. Yes, they're just going to have to play kick hockey.
You know what? That might work out a lot better for the Vegas Golden Knights after how they played last night. Because they sure didn't use the sticks.
That was a shutout,
man. Well, it was a stink of a game.
It was a stinker.
Even Stone said, hey, we just played awful.
Well, yeah. Oh, man.
It's not on the coaches. It's not on Fleury. Just played awful.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, granted, they've played 8 games in like how many time zones?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but still. Crap.
Yeah, I know. The last, yes. But you're right. Like the last, what has it been now? 3 weeks or so since, you know, the coaching change, all that. Their world has turned upside down in so many ways, you know?
Well, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
And, of course, they are still on the road or they come home?
No, they're back.
Yes,
they're back.
Okay,
they're maybe.
Back. Yeah.
Friendly confines of the T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today and tomorrow, low to mid-60s, 39 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up in a bit.
I'm going to tell you how Janet Jackson literally changed our world as we knew it.
All right, more on that, plus some other stories in entertainment after Aerosmith and Sweet Emotion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Lindsay Buckingham has announced a 2020 solo tour. He will kick it off right here in Las Vegas at the Smith Center April 25th. So all you people saying, where's Lindsay? He's coming.
And he's done this before.
Yes, he has. And he's great. He's great. It's a great show. The guy, I don't know if people realize what a guitar player he is. Oh, man alive. Yeah. He is amazing to watch. Now, we all know, I mentioned that Janet Jackson will have a new album out. She's going to hit the road again this summer. Now, the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show, or as a lot of people call it, Nipplegate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it was shown for less than a second on national TV, and we all recovered as a nation.
Ooh.
We also got something out of it, and it's called YouTube. Apparently, three guys in their 20s, they worked for PayPal at the time, and they, you know, guys in their 20s were like, there should be a place to look for stuff like this because it's hard to find it on the internet. So they came up with YouTube. And at the time, viral videos were not a thing. They just weren't. So they thought, you know what, this will be a great place. People can post things on there. First video posted April 23rd, 2005 on YouTube.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was a big deal, man.
It was a video of his dog.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
In San Diego, I think it was. Was it the one of the zoo?
I think it was the one of the zoo. It was his dog in
a park. Might have been it. Yeah. There you go.
I just remember someone said YouTube. I'm like, this is the dumbest name ever.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know. Well,
look,
guess
who's the dummy now.
Yeah, exactly.
See, all the good stuff has been invented.
It's been taken. I know.
Because I could have thought of that.
Yeah, I know. Except the popcorn holder at the movies.
Wow.
Still working on that.
Yeah, are you?
You know what? They got the one for the drinks. They don't have the holder for the popcorn. Anyhow.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian says she does not think she will have any more children. So she said she doesn't think they'll get the attention that they deserve.
Right.
You know, if you have many more. And I don't know how your attention can be focused on your kids when there are nude selfies to be posted on Instagram. You kids, settle down. Oh, that is my take for now, brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union, banking with a bonus.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
What's the one thing you found out about your spouse that you didn't know going into the marriage?
Wow.
A friend of mine who just got married said he's sitting watching TV with his wife.
Yeah.
And she starts picking her toenails, but without clippers.
Oh, just picking with the fingers? And oh,
like geez, digging in and stuff?
Well,
and I said, did it bother you that much? He goes, it didn't bother me. I just thought all women used the, you know, were nice about using the clippers and stuff.
And I'm telling you right now, that's why I'm not getting married. Because everything goes to poop after you get married. You find out all those things. You get comfortable with each other.
I said she had never done that before. Yeah. He goes, no.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you right now, the person, Angie, she doesn't like Halsey. This
doesn't
may not
like
matter
Halsey.
To people. I love Halsey. Found out she doesn't like Halsey. Also, I'm going to tell you right now, something I don't do, and I'm not going to do it if I get married, is poop. Move on.
Okay.
I don't want to get married and have somebody say, oh my God, no, you poop. Well, guess what? I do. But as of now, I don't. So
you didn't know she didn't like Halsey before you got together?
No, I didn't know that.
Does it bother you?
Kind of does, yeah.
What's an artist
Halsey
that you,
so cool.
you like she hates? Oh, wait, she likes you hate.
Oh, God, that's a tough one.
Because I think we need to mash those artists together in one song.
Make a mixtape.
I got to think about that. That's
think
good.
About that.
That's good.
Gary's on the phone. Gary, what about you?
So we have really different tastes in food and stuff. So one time we were getting pizza and whatnot. I get pepperoni, sausage, bacon, and mushrooms with onion on it.
Wow, okay.
She gets pepperoni, mushrooms, and pineapple.
Oh.
And I looked at her and I said, are you kidding me? And she looked at me and said, it's really good. And I looked at her and I said, it is not good. That is really not that good. Mm-hmm. Pineapple does not belong on pizza. Gordon Ramsay said so.
Oh, shut up. You know, it doesn't belong on a pepperoni pizza. It belongs on a Canadian bacon pizza is what it belongs on.
Is that's what it belongs on?
Yes, it does. That's pretty funny, though.
Pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
Oh, listen
But again,
to you.
That is something that is so funny.
I didn't know.
Whoa. Where does this come from?
Yes, exactly. I get it.
You didn't go out for pizza before you got married?
I know. That's kind of sad.
Wham! Walking around money, your first chance to win a little bit after, 8 o'clock, a little over an hour from now. Put $100 in your pocket, qualify for the grand prize, $5,000 from the Dollar Loan Center. Details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. 652, talking about those things your better half found out after you got married. I don't know how you would keep this from them. But they did.
Right.
702-739-9636.
Yeah. Wow. And Mike, you might understand this. Teresa said, I had no idea that my husband was totally into hair bands. And by that, I mean hair bands that girls are into, not that guys are into.
No.
Big fan of Winger. Was also a big fan. Big fan of Dokken as well.
That's so Jody.
Yes, exactly.
She bought tickets. We're going. I forget where we're going to see Sammy Hagar.
White
Snake.
Right. Yeah.
And Night Ranger.
Okay, then.
But she has wear a wig.
Hey, don't tempt me. But it's so funny with her, like him.
Yeah.
Like if I don't know, any of the Cinderella, stuff like that comes on.
Right.
She knows the words.
Okay, all right.
To all the songs. I go, how do you even know all these songs?
Yeah. Well, Poison, right?
Yes.
Well, you know,
but even deeper than the, you know, the Poisons, the Motley Crue.
Yeah, she's into the Dokken and the Ronnie James Dio.
The White Lion and stuff like that.
There you go. Yeah, Dio.
You know, on the flip side, I didn't know she couldn't ride a bike.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't like it. I claim she can't.
Interesting. Wow, that's interesting.
That's
interesting.
I found
out a long time ago my ex couldn't swim, too.
What?
Yeah, couldn't swim. Yeah.
Well, that, I don't even know when you find that out.
Yeah, I know. Hey, sorry,
wait, is this a joke?
I know. What? I'm not hearing anything
Ruth
right now.
Ruth is on the phone. Ruth, what about you?
So my husband did not know that I could do this suction thing with my throat and my sinus cavity to clear out my sinuses and make this loud noise until after we were married.
Okay.
It's like an animal mating call.
Oh my, yes it is. Wow. That might have been a deal breaker for me. I mean, I don't mean to sound shallow or anything, but wow.
You hid that from him all this time before you got married.
I don't know, guys, is that attractive? To you? I don't know. Maybe that's a good party trick. I do not know. Perhaps it's a good party trick.
Like you're at a bar and you tell your wife, hey, do that
thing. No, it's great. Watch. It's great. Oh, my God. Winner. Wow.
Yeah, stop the calls.
Jeez. Wow. Okay.
You know what? Any woman that could do that.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Bring her everywhere. Thing. For what?
KC and the Sunshine Band. Last hour, those things you find out about your spouse, your better half, that you didn't know before the relationship got serious. And I forgot to mention with Jody, we're talking bands like Godsmack. She goes to Crew Fest when it was around.
Oh, man. Well,
just like Angie with you. You didn't know.
Flip
who would have thought?
Yeah.
Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross. Big Christopher Cross.
Sailing.
Man. Yeah. Oh, boy. Wow.
Have to go.
Yeah. Okay. Arthur's theme. Listen, Adrian said, Carla, same with me. When I found out my ex couldn't swim, I just stared at him.
You didn't throw a life preserver?
No, help him, Adrian. She said, growing up in Vegas where kids spend so much time in the water during the summer, didn't dawn on me that some people just don't know how to swim.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Sunshine today going to be high in the low 60s today, tomorrow. It's only about 40 outside right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We talk about these a lot. We all have weird ones. Our most common nightmares. There's a list. Number one, being trapped in a theater showing Rob Schneider movies. No, that's
Stop it.
No. Most common nightmare is the dream about falling. That's the most common. Being chased, feeling lost, being attacked, and waking up late for work is also a very common nightmare. I think we've had them all.
My
all
biggest nightmare, and I've had these before, is I'll just be somewhere and my teeth will just start falling out.
Oh, I've had that.
That's a really common dream. That's on the list
as well.
But that's a very common dream. Somebody else just shared that one with me recently. But yeah, that's really
common. To the point where I get up and open my mouth, I go, okay,
yeah, it's
all
like
right.
My teeth are there.
I start, we're solid. Okay, good.
Wow. Oh, man. Hey, Valentine's Day on Friday. You may think, you're that close now. If you want to dump your partner, do it like, today or tomorrow.
Morty.
And if you do it, yes, Morty. If you do that, it's called valentiting, excuse me. It means you're too tight with money, to do something.
Right.
So you want to split up with them. Before the big day. Wow, is that what it's going to take? Mm-hmm. And being hangry. Hangry. You've heard the term. They say that leads to an average of about 4 arguments per week.
Wow.
Yeah, they've done some research. The top reasons we get hangry. That is hungry and angry. Obviously, waiting too long to eat. Or not eating enough at a meal or, whatever. Maybe saying you didn't eat and, hiding the food. That was from yesterday. But, yeah, hangry people. If you're hungry, eat a little something.
Yep.
Okay, don't take it out on your spouse. Don't do that. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is Friday.
Yep.
And one thing that came, I forget where we read this, that a lot of people are thinking about going out Saturday.
Yes.
For a lot of reasons.
Absolutely.
You could probably get a reservation somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not going to be crowded.
And you're going to save a load of money.
Is that a big deal to people? Women, the women that are listening, if you were told by your husband, boyfriend, whatever the case may be, hey, listen. I know Friday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we skip that and just go out and celebrate on Saturday?
Right.
Would that bother you?
Living in Vegas, no, that wouldn't bother me at all because we know what happens on holidays.
Yeah,
everything goes up.
So it wouldn't bother you?
No, it would not bother me at all.
John, what about you?
No. Plus, this weekend is a three-day holiday weekend, too, so everything is going to be jacked up because of that.
Yeah.
And, Morty, we already know you don't want to go out on Friday because we had that talk off the air. That's a whole different topic.
Next Thursday and just make it our special night instead of it being Valentine's Day.
Yes. That's what someone said to me. Well, you hate Valentine's Day. I said, I hate it because of what it's become, you know, and, you know, besides every day, again, it's like you make every day Valentine's.
Especially if you're a big Valentine's Day person. A lot of people aren't, but some are.
I think it's kind of like Halloween, and I think kids should enjoy it.
Right.
Teach them about love and being kind and what it means to be kind each day and do your little bag on the chalkboard,
you know what? Even at home, put your little bag up.
Here's yours, Jody.
Just do that for Valentine's Day.
Come on over.
Here's your bag.
Ethan, those are yours.
Yes.
Now let's have a cupcake, right?
How fun would that be?
Exactly.
702-739-9636. Would it bother you if your person, your better half, said, you know, instead of going out Friday night, what do you think about Saturday night? Hang on, Maggie's on the phone. Maggie, what about you? Would it bother you?
That's okay with me.
Oh.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
The thought of that he's even thinking about doing this, because there's so many people who don't get anything.
Right.
And so it makes up for it. It's no big deal.
Aww.
Okay, that's cool then.
See, guys?
So Saturday night is fine. The 15th is fine.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, what about you? Go out on the 15th instead of the 14th, save a little money?
Yeah, no. See, if you're doing it just because, no.
What?
That would make me mad. You know what I mean? Like, don't be cheap just because you can be cheap.
Well,
I would be mad at that point.
See, it's not just being cheap. First of all, it's tough to even get a reservation on a Friday Valentine's Day.
And the last thing you want to do on Valentine's Day is go to a restaurant where it's just packed.
What?
And you can't talk.
Right.
People are bumping into you.
No, I love you too, honey.
Yeah, you can't get a drink or a table.
No, not worth it. And you know what? Jack up the price.
Right.
That's not fair.
And aren't we in this together?
Yes.
Boy, the text lines are blowing up.
Yeah, they are.
Just asking the simple question, Valentine's Day being Friday.
Yeah.
Would it bother you that much, ladies, if your guy said, hey, let's just do Saturday. It's going to be a lot easier.
Yes. Dalton actually said, you know what? You're right, Carla. It's Vegas, man. What difference if it's Friday, if it's Saturday? Why do we need a special day to celebrate your love for someone? Michael has some good advice. If someone has a problem going on a different day other than Valentine's Day, I suggest you run for the hills.
Oh, jeez. Red flag.
Yes, definitely. And Kim, and this probably happens with a lot of people. She said, I make Valentine's dinner to stay home with the family. The 15th is my husband's birthday and my best friend's birthday. Try to go out for someone's birthday on Valentine's Day or around it. It's a big pain in the butt.
Not easy.
So, no.
Lisa, what about you?
Not at all. I think Valentine's is overrated. When me and my husband see something the other likes, or just if we have extra money, we just buy then. We don't have to wait for Valentine's Day.
You love every day.
Yeah, just whenever you can or whenever you see something.
See, I
but
love
yeah,
that attitude.
I do it Thursday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Lisa, you have a great day. Joanne, would it bother you?
Not at all. In fact, I think it would be even better because then, you know, hoping you're off on Saturday, you have the whole day to get ready.
Yes.
You have the whole day to rest and not have been worked up from being at work all day Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. I think Saturday is even better.
Is it bad when people want to save money? That seems like a more so with women.
That's why
not
I didn't understand
you.
That one woman.
But yeah.
I thought we were in this together.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And Karen, what about you? Would it bother you?
No, not at all. Remy and I were kind of bummed this year because it fell on Friday, so it's going to be crowded. So now we're planning on doing Saturday.
There you go.
So
Easy, you know what? Yes. Easy peasy. Is that what
yes,
they say?
Easy yes, peasy. Easy peasy. You know what? You're just going to eat and drink anyhow. So
right.
What does it matter?
We go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
So. There you go.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Morty's back in. Morty's back in.
Do you have a sister?
Join you?
For, I was going to say, do you have a sister for Morty to go out with?
Now we're just trying to fix up Morty. All right. Wham. Collect $100 and qualify for the $5,000. We'll have your first chance after Rockwell and Somebody's Watching Me.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome.
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
First shot of putting $100 in your pocket. This hour's Wham code word, Liberty.
Liberty. L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, Liberty.
Liberty. Text it to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 963kklz.com. Again, the word Liberty. You have 15 minutes to get it out there. You can do it online, 963kklz.com. Like I say, also qualify for that $5,000 grand prize. Got till 8:15. The word Liberty, 59457. Good luck.
If you just missed it, we gave you the word. It was Liberty. That's your Wham code word. Liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Text that word to 59457 or enter it through the website, 963kklz.com. You can put $100 in your pocket and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center, and we should let you know, if you don't already, these are all local winners.
Right.
People living and working in the Vegas Valley winning in this local contest.
Mm-hmm.
So cash in on some Wham. The word Liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, 59457. Text it to that number or on our website at 963kklz.com. Sunshine today, tomorrow, looking nice for the Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes, it is, Mike.
It'll be a lovely weekend.
I will.
High in the low to mid-60s. About 41 right now, some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 963kklz.
Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to star in the new Evel Knievel movie. The movie is going to chronicle the life of Evel. Of course, Channing Tatum is also in talks to play Evel in a separate movie. So apparently there are going to be a couple of them coming out. Now, he wants to jump the Snake River Canyon. It's going to kind of deal with that as well. And I'm sure, you know, what he did here in Las Vegas, the fountains over at Caesar.
Yeah.
That whole bit.
You know, we had him on the show one time. We broadcasted live from Caesar's Palace. And it was during the wintertime. And so when he showed up, we had windows that looked out over the pool at Caesar's Palace.
Right.
The old one.
Right, yeah.
And it was early in the morning, and there were some people, like, kind of diving in and swimming around. He goes, those people are crazy.
Yeah.
Look how old it is.
They are?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
They're coming crazy. From you? Those people are crazy?
Oh, boy. No
Evel
kidding.
Knievel. Hello, Kettle.
You're going to, quote, jump over it. Okay. All righty. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer Aniston. This is interesting. A lot of times celebrities will interview celebrities. Sandra Bullock. Oh, interviewed Jennifer Aniston. Oh, she told Interview Magazine she thought she landed on Mars after moving from New York to L.A. She said, I'd never had a circle of women who got together and talked. I was like, really? These California people don't shut up. She said they talk about their feelings and they cry in front of each other. And here I am, a girl who grew up in New York City, and now I'm wearing flowery dresses, and someone put a crystal around my neck, and burning sage. It was very different.
Okay.
It's just the sage. Don't worry about it.
Habit.
Don't worry about it, Rachel. And CBS will launch a Star Trek streaming service. Russ, are you listening? Launching a Star Trek streaming service. So get the word out to fans. I don't know how they'll advertise. Maybe just put it on the side of your inhaler or your pocket protector. Something like that. So, exactly. Yeah, Star Trek.
Oh, this comes
Star Wars.
Handy a lot.
Star Trek. It's going to be great. Brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union. Banking with a bonus.
We have those tickets for Chicago to give away. And being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie Okie Wednesday.
We'll do that in about 7-8 minutes. Congratulations, Carl Zimmerman, listening to KKLZ.
Yeah.
Grabbed a little wham. Your next chance to win, less than 30 minutes away at 9 o'clock.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back.
So glad I'm back.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, we've been giving you a chance to win those tickets for Chicago. Happen to go over at the Venetian Theater inside the Venetian, plus go shopping over at Living Spaces with a gift card. Qualify for that grand prize that includes a $500 gift card to Living Spaces and that couples celebration over at the spa at Lakeside 2.0.
Very
we
nice.
Love that place.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so here you go. Being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
That is a Chicago
really
song, and since we've been talking about Valentine's Day,
yes,
has to do with love.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more time. Here it is. Sing along the songs.
I know.
Right, the song right there with that music.
That's pretty good.
All right. We got the phone lines on hold right now. After we get through news and weather, we will look for caller number 9 with the correct answer by title. Name the song, 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ, hitting the streets all over Southern Nevada.
It's time for one of R.C. Willie's biggest sales of the year. Hey, it's Wendy Rush. Join us tomorrow at the R.C. Willie in Summerlin, 3850 South Town Center Drive, for presidential-sized savings on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. That's tomorrow, R.C. Willie in Summerlin.
A chance to win those tickets for Chicago with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Okay, all you have to do is identify that song we're playing on Kazoo by title. Don's on the phone. Don, can you do it?
I believe that is Motel Lover.
What kind of lover?
Motel Lover.
Actually, a better name for it, but you're a little off on it.
Hotel?
No, but I love it. Try again.
And what about you? Can you identify the song?
Motel Lover.
Yes.
Yes!
There you go. No Tell Lover.
I know. I love it.
It's not motel or hotel.
No, it's no tell.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Chicago. Tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Got a $200 gift card to go shopping over at Living Spaces and qualified for the grand prize, which if you win, then it turns into a $500 gift card to Living Spaces, and you get to enjoy that couple celebration at the spa at Lakeside 2.0 for Valentine's Day.
Awesome.
By the way, for everybody else, you can register right now for that grand prize on our website at 96.3kklz.com. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
Any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Another shot at $100, putting a little wham in your pocket. This hour's wham code word, cactus.
Cactus. C-A-C-T-U-S.
Cactus. Yep. That's where we live. Don't run into one. Cactus. Text it to 59457. 59457 or enter it online at 963kklz.com. Again, cactus. Text it 59457. Spell it correctly and make sure you do it before 9:15 to qualify for that $5,000 grand prize. Okay, one more time. Cactus. Text it off. 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
We call it the Other News. It's sponsored by Clark County Credit Union, banking with a bonus. Just reading a story where a guy in Ohio, tried to break into a house using a pitchfork.
Okay.
Which, I guess, on paper, it sounded pretty good. But the guy inside the house, well, he had a gun.
Oh, well, okay. And I'll bring a pitchfork to a gunfight, no. I guess. Jeez.
So the guy held him at gunpoint until the cops arrived.
Jeez.
That's a cute pitchfork, but I have a Smith & Wesson.
Exactly, Mr. Douglas. Just put it down. Jeez.
Okay.
Green acres.
How do you feel about this, Carla? Apparently, the hot new trend for women is going braless at work.
Fine by me.
One career coach in New York City says it's because the workplace has gotten more casual.
Mm-hmm.
Women are more confident.
Yeah.
In the Me Too era, if someone noticed a coworker without a bra, they probably wouldn't feel like they had the right to say anything about it.
Yeah, I get that.
And they compared to, you know, more guys are not wearing ties to work.
Right, right. So you don't have to wear a bra. That might be unfortunate for some of us, but, I mean, you know, we all have a favorite one, but, you know.
You feel like unsnapping?
Hi. Can I stand this way? It's my good side. Sorry
about
that.
That's my good one.
Yeah, we're doing pictures today. Great. Hey, listen, a guy named Robert Goddard, 49 years old, he broke into a house about a week ago, smashed the glass on the back door, then stole a bunch of stuff, TV, firearms, jewelry. But he forgot something, and that was his burglary notebook that listed all the addresses that he stole.
You keep one of those, huh?
Yes, I guess so, Mike.
A burglary notebook.
A notebook. Yeah, it had all the places that he had stolen from. Also had notes from his daughter and her address. So they were able to find him pretty quickly. Yeah. They picked him up. He's sitting in jail. And a tanned naked man, as they described him, spotted practicing martial arts moves outside of an Auckland, New Zealand grocery store. Last Saturday, people stopped and waved and laughed and took pictures. One person posted, "Pack and Save doesn't have much of a dress code, do they?"
Practicing the karate.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what he was. I hope he was just practicing, because if he was shopping, I don't know where he kept his credit card. I don't know. Police have been unable to find him.
Really?
They can't find him. But if he put his clothes back on. Can't find him, can you?
Well, he's well tanned, though.
Yes, exactly. He's very, very dark. On the lookout for a tanned man. Unless he's naked, you probably won't know who he is. It is Wednesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
We do it every day and end the show with a bit of good news. You're going to like this. 6-year-old Liliana Hake. She is a hero. I mentioned her a few months back. Well, she's done it. She completed 1,000 acts of kindness.
Wow.
6 years old. One of her biggest acts was designing a coloring book called The Lily Pad. This is for kids who are sick and hospitalized. She said kids feel sad and lonely in the hospital, so coloring is a great way to make them smile. She also raised money to pay off school lunches when she learned that all of her classmates couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's something big like fundraising or just a hug for someone who needs it, she says she wants more people to spread joy. It's almost Valentine's Day. She said, I think everyone should want to do acts of kindness. It should be freely done and free, she said. If you don't know where to start, make a new friend. Ask a nice question. Smile at someone. Gosh, she makes so much sense.
Yeah,
oh,
but I got in trouble the last time I did that.
Last time you smiled at someone?
Or made a new friend. And
yes, exactly. I thought it was a good question. Yes. 6-year-old Liliana.
Awesome.
Hake. She is from Michigan.
Aside, that is great.
That's amazing.
And only six years old.
Slacker. I know.
That's why we always say, if you know of a superhero, local or otherwise, or a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. You could email it to us or even call us with a story. We'd love to hear you tell your feel-good story. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life. Shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show this morning. Well, believe it or not, there are things that people didn't know about their better half before they dove into that relationship. Wow. Hold on.
Get on the bike.
Hold on. Get on the bike.
Get on the bike.
Where's this mouth? I gotta find it. Hold on. Here it is. The woman that...
party trick. It's a party trick. I can do a thing with my nose and my throat. And okay.
Does it make a difference you go on a Valentine's Day or the day after?
No.
If you can avoid the crowds and save a little money, then why not go out on Saturday? A lot of people said, you know what, I don't have a problem with that.
Just do it.
And women, it's your time. Go free.
Yes.
Go braless.
Yes, go braless. Aaron, go braless.
They say that women are being free now, and they should feel like guys aren't wearing ties, so why do we have to wear bras?
Listen, there's no better feeling when you go home and that thing comes off, and you're home for the night after that.
You're not going back out.
No, you're not, Mike.
All right.
Is it the same feeling as pulling off trainer pants?
Yes, it is. It is.
Because then I can relate.
Seriously. If a woman's taking her bra off and you say, hey, let's go do something, not going to happen.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, the bra's off. Yeah, I have a pair of those pants. Yeah, I got some of those, too.
Sometimes I don't even know who I'm working with.
Oh, come on.
Check out the After Show podcast on our morning show page. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have the next Wham code word for you in about 20 minutes. Put some cash in your pocket. Walking around money. Qualify for the $5,000. Grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and as we always say, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.